Hello, and welcome to the Real Estate Marketing Masters Mix podcast, where each episode we share actionable strategies for amping up your real estate marketing game. And now, here's your host, Dave Cole.
And we welcome you into this edition. I'm Dave Cole, joined as always by social media whiz Scott Winteroff. How you doing, Scott?
Hey, Dave, good to be here and excited to talk about some really interesting and timely topics. So, Dave, what's going on this week? What's our article of the week?
Well, you know, I finally found one story addressing something that I'm always very big on with the clients and so forth that I work with. At the time we're recording this, it's in the news that Amazon had finally decided on their new headquarters and made the decisions to go with the two locations, one near New York City, the other near Washington, D.C. And before you think, what's that got to do with me? I'm in real estate. The point is, and I finally found one article addressing this, that once those announcements are made within hours, you have real estate investors making inquiries about properties and land within range of those locations, and already kind of the buzz about, you know, how this will affect housing in the area, people wanting to move where they could be working. And so you have how that, you know, has the effect on the economy, and that's part of why these cities and areas wooed Amazon and did all these presentations, was just for that purpose. Yet there doesn't always seem to be very much attention paid to that, quite honestly, from the real estate industry. So I do, and I know we'll post the article, you know, on the link to the podcast. And while it's not absolutely required reading, it's more, you know, as they say, the thought that counts, that I always suggest to, you know, agents and brokers and investors and anybody in the real estate industry, that you watch the business pages and watch for what businesses, what companies, what commercial new construction is out there, because it does mean, or it would mean, jobs, people looking to move to the area, and how it has an impact and something to be ready with. So, I mean, Scott, if you're with a, you know, one of the big, especially real estate companies, where you've got offices in these other cities and you have the possibility of relocations, this is totally something to jump on.
I mean, yeah, for sure. I totally always like to share any articles I find related to companies who are expanding or moving, even if it's not Amazon. You know, you never know. A couple hundred extra jobs at a local plant or a local area could mean, you know, definitely some real estate either increases or new moves. So for sure, that is good advice.
All right. So yeah, we do have the article linked on the podcast page for you. Our topic for today, Scott, wanted to talk about or calling for responding to inquiries and follow-ups. This is an area that I know, and I know, you know, we've certainly talked about it a lot, but in talking with clients, that you should be going to, as an agent, going to the extent of having your total marketing plan and basically accounting for all aspects of it. And so here you've spent your time, your money, your efforts, your education, your training on getting people, potential buyers, potential sellers, to respond to you. And yet not everybody has a specific plan for doing that. So it could be whether you're promoting, advertising, marketing yourself or your brand, or if you take the route of promoting the properties and let those be the attractions, or some kind of combination. So in this particular segment, we spend a lot of time on, you know, the social media strategies and places to advertise and promote and how to do that. But now it's the other side. So somebody calls you about a prepared to do that. So it's a matter of, well, you don't have to necessarily have a script in your pocket. That's actually not always such a bad idea. At least have some bullet points to make sure you get out what you need to get out and ask questions that you need to ask. But it's also just, we want to draw attention to this to really think it through, that ways that potential buyers or sellers respond to you. It could be by email, could be by phone call, which is probably still the most common at this point. It could be by a text message. It could be someone responding or making a more serious inquiry at an open house or showing, or even at some type of event, something that you're out at. And we don't necessarily mean a networking event, but just somewhere that you're at, you meet somebody and they start asking you that right question about a property or something that they're looking for or working on. So it becomes a, how do you follow up? How do you respond? And I know I've heard some, and in doing the workshops, we'll often ask, you know, somebody for whatever reason has left you a voicemail. They couldn't reach you. You were in a meeting. You were in an area with no signal, a showing, a closing, whatever the case might be. You get this message. How quickly do you respond? And it's also things like, how quickly are you alerted when there is a message? There are some of the agents that use a service where the response may come to a voicemail that instantly emails you that there's been a call. Maybe it has the callback number on there. So yes, there's the methodology for getting those that we talk about in other episodes. But again, today we want to focus on, what do you do? How ready are you when that happens? There are some real estate companies out there that will promise, we will get back to you within 2 hours or 4 hours. Others will make it a point that, hey, it's within, you know, 15 minutes, within 2 minutes, whatever their pledge is. And it's not as important to have that pledge as it is to follow through with it and to be ready. So one of the points I want to start out with, and just it brings up the point, and this is something that I'd imagine a lot of our audience probably does, and my point's going to be, put yourself in the other position of the person calling in, and that is that you're calling about a property or to sell or whatever the reason is. It's the response, and the first thing you hear is, oh, how did you hear about us? And to me, and it's not just about my opinion, this is from talking with others and working with consumers, that is probably the most annoying thing that somebody could say. It doesn't, to me, as the consumer, as the potential client, it doesn't matter how I've heard about you. I've heard about you. I want this information. I want that response. So I think that that's, you know, something to keep in mind, again, from the using a potential buyer point of view. And if I'm that, Scott, I've just called you about, I saw this property listing and that's something that I'm interested in, and I hear, oh, how did you hear about me? That's just not, you know, that's not material. Here I may have, let's say it's a $300,000 property, so I may be looking at, you know, $50,000 or $60,000 of my hard-earned money that I have for a down payment and need to get rolling on this, and I know that I can do this, and you're asking, how did I hear about you? And so there's just that moment where it pushes me back. And so this is the point, that no matter how you're getting these responses, it's that the response should be something along the lines of what I call a, you know, I've got some qualifying questions, as I call them, that I want to go over. But Scott, I wanted to pick up, because it's the kind of thing too, where even in the social media and the things, the specifics that you work on, that people are conveying that, you know, that message, they're promoting the property, something about it, or themselves or the branding to trigger that response. And so being ready, having the right response is a part of it.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think that a lot of people forget, and myself included sometimes, that it's not really about us, it's about the client, you know, and how can we help them? And, you know, really when you ask a question, like you're saying, how did you hear from us? It's not really how it shouldn't be like, how can I help you, or what, you know, versus how did you hear about us, you know, kind of thing. And of course that will come in the conversation, but I think it's really interesting to make sure that you play the, you know, the advocate versus the hero. I think a lot of times people agents get caught up in the idea that they're the hero, helping them find the best house or helping them find the best property. or sell their house or property, but in reality, your job is to make the customer the hero, and really messaging yourself in a way that positions you front and center that way, and doing that cross channel, whether that's a follow up via phone, email, or text, or whether that is on social media and stuff like that. And I also think that the concepts regarding getting back to people on time and quickly is important, because in a social media driven world, I mean, people may be calling or texting you, but it's just as easy to find the information for your competitor quickly. So getting back to them on time, getting back to them quickly, obviously is going to help you keep the sale or keep the client, and ultimately too, from a more of a technical standpoint, Facebook has done a lot of Facebook has rolled out a platform for messaging. And I know some agents are using the Facebook Messages platform. And it's sort of like text messaging. You know, I can send a brand profile a message as a customer or as a prospect, and then it pings the page owner to respond. And what's interesting is that Facebook actually sort of looks at how quickly you respond to people. And if you respond quickly, you get a little thing on your profile that says responds within an hour or responds immediately, whatever. But if you ignore them, or you don't, you know, they don't go, either you ignore them or you respond, you know, 2 days later, Facebook will say this, and you know, it, you don't get that extra bonus for that. So definitely something you want to keep an eye on and be attentive to.
Yeah. Along those lines, Scott, it's, and this is an exaggerated way to think about it, but I want to bring the point across, and what I'm about to get into are questions or specific things that you want to come back with when you get inquiries. And that's part of it. As I say, it's not like you need a script to be reading from, but even some bullet points on you at all times, or to be ready for when this happens. So one example is that you need to be ready with maybe a line of questionings that's geared toward getting the result that the client wants. And an example is, and we all run into this when you're on a website and you have a question or need support, and we've got these automated chat bots now where you could type in, you know, how do I get to your store? And the answer comes back with, we're open until 9 o'clock, where it's like they're guessing. And so that's, again, something to keep in mind. And we're not calling our listeners automated chat bots, but I want to bring up that point that you need to be focused. So I have what I call qualifying questions. And again, it depends on exactly what it is that they're responding to. I know we have, you know, buyers, agents listed, and others that are promoting their brand, or kind of, you know, you're looking to get area residents on your mailing list, so to speak, or into your database. Other times it's for a specific property. Maybe you've had a price reduction. There's an open house. So you have to keep in mind exactly what it is you're promoting and be ready for responses to that promotion. My suggestion on this is to not only turn this around and make it a how can I best serve you, but also put some urgency in it and be able to kind of throw that urgency back on the potential client, back on the person responding. For the sake of this example, we will kind of go with that you've just advertised a new listing, and you've got this, you know, what you think is a really good price, and in the this house won't last category. And so you get a call from someone, you're on with them. So I would look at, as I say, being ready with what I call qualifying questions. So here are four, to me, possible questions that you could have. And again, rather than, oh, how'd you hear about us? And thank you for calling the, you know, blah, 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 real estate company, and we do this and we do that, is to come in with one of the questions would be, how soon would you like to see it? Now, right there, and you may know that your seller is, you know, out of town until Sunday and this is Tuesday, but you ask them, how soon would you like to see it? Then you're putting it back on them like, oh my gosh, you know, even though I maybe can't get over there for 2 or 3 days, this agent, they'll show it to me right now. It's kind of creating a good impression that you're so anxious to show them the property. They need to see it quickly, but also it's making you look good. That's your first concern. Another would be, and it's kind of a strange question, but if it's, you know, hey, I'm calling about the house on 10th Street, And a qualifying question might be, oh, when do you need it by? And again, that's putting the person that called in the spotlight, and they'd go, oh, okay, well, we're looking to move in June because school is out, or whatever their answer may happen to be. And right there, you're getting some valuable information about that client. It doesn't matter where, to me, initially where you got them from, you want to know exactly how you can serve you. Another question might be, how long have you been looking in the North Side area or the West Loop or whatever, you know, category you want to use, whatever community it is? Then you get, oh, we just started looking, or my agent showed me four properties there. I didn't know about this one, or some answer that, again, kind of not necessarily qualifies it, but helps you to narrow down, to be able to zoom in on exactly where to go with that conversation. Another question might be, and again, this depends on if the property, let's say it's a three-bedroom home, chances are that's going to be family-oriented. So in that case, your question or your first question might be something like, oh, which schools are important? As if to say, you know, is it the grammar school? Is it the high school? Because they may be together, but they may, those schools oftentimes are a few blocks apart. So if the high school is more important to this caller, then you know, hey, if not this house, this is where I need to be in good proximity to the high school. So you're able to find things out while making it appear, which you are, that you're putting the client, the caller, in, as you were saying, Scott, that that hero's role. So those are, you know, four or five of the questions to be asking, but to be thinking along those lines, like, take the approach of course you've responded, this is a great property, or I do a great service, or, you know, like, you know that you can help them, and you're just getting right to the point. Scott?
Yeah, I think this is a great thing to think about, for sure, and prepare yourself for incoming calls. Obviously, if you're out there marketing, you're going to get more and more. So something definitely that depending on where you're at, you have to work. I also think, too, that there's a lot of times you call an office and it's like you get the runaround a little bit. It's like, oh, well, you talk to this person or that person or whatever. So be careful when you're handling a call as well. You know, sometimes there's a lot of these services right now where if no one's at the front desk, it'll ring someone's cell phone. Or then if that person doesn't answer, it goes to someone else's or bounces around, kind of thing, which is good. But also, like, you know, just be attentive to calls and make sure that you realize that when people are calling you, they're nervous. I think, you know, kind of what you're saying, they're nervous, or they're looking for primary information. They're looking for a specific thing. So when you're like, okay, well, you need to talk to this person or you need to talk to that person, that can obviously frustrate people. So I would just avoid that as much as possible.
Yeah, exactly. So this is the thing too. And again, it comes down to, this is where your strategies, your marketing, your advertising, whichever term or both that you want to use, this plays into it. So you're advertising the property, but if your front desk takes forever and doesn't always transfer the call, or the person answering is not licensed and cannot give out specific information on that property, then you need to do what you need to do to maybe put your cell phone in the marketing. I know and I appreciate that not everybody likes to do that and put their cell phone number out there, but it is thinking, that's part of my thinking it through. Make sure that you can be reached, and then when you are, to do it that way. Now, one advanced suggestion on this, and it's a little bit of a throwback, but it still works, and some agents do this, is that you could even do a series of toll-free numbers. We used to say 800 numbers, and now it's toll-free numbers, where, for example, if you're marketing for, whether, again, it's for yourself or your properties, and you're using, you know, social media, you're running stuff, whatever it may be, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, you're running, you know, online or like Google Ads, whatever the case might be, is you could put a different toll-free number in each of the ads or campaigns that you were doing, yet route them all into the same number. So this way, what happens is when you get your phone bill or your statement regarding those 800 numbers, it will tell you which calls came from which numbers. So rather than bothering the person calling in with, oh, how'd you hear about us and where did you see us and all this, instead of information about the property, when you get your phone bill, you would then know, oh, okay, I got 53 calls last month. Oh, wow, 30 of those came from my Facebook ads or whatever the case might be. So that's a way to track where you're getting the results from. As a quantity, you already have the quality based on being ready for the responses from the leads. And Scott, there's probably ways too, even with social media campaigns, that perhaps you could even use some different links. Or I know that there's things as far as, you know, even landing pages or getting to a property page, because many agents have their own sites separate from the office website. So there is a way to send them possibly to different places to find the same thing. And this would also, I would think, Scott, be a part of that process, that you can find out where they're getting to you from without having to take the time to ask them and possibly annoy them.
For sure. There's definitely ways to do, like, checking the analytics and creating specific landing pages for especially like more traditional placements, like ads or marketing. So, like, for example, billboards or print media, I would highly recommend sending them to like a specific landing page, so you can at least sort of track the return on your investment for that particular property or that particular placement. But also in terms of the phones, I mean, doing different numbers is completely something that I would suggest. And there's even, for example, iPhone apps and Android apps. There's one called Burner, where you can set up a whole bunch of temporary phone numbers. And then that way, you know, when it rings your main phone number, you know what phone, what number it's calling from. So if, you know, extension or the phone number, you know, 222./1234 is the number you put on an ad that targets a particular area, then you know. And that way, when they call, you can say, oh, this is a lead that came in through this medium, so I need to answer it. And also, it's probably more likely to be a client than it would be someone trying to sell you something. So just a good way to track that. Also, Google Ads provides a really good way of call tracking as well. So when you run Google Ads, you can have it specify a trackable phone number. And it doesn't necessarily show your main phone number, but it will show a phone number that is used to measure call conversion tracking. So definitely something to consider.
Yeah, Scott, I'm glad you brought up billboards, because that even furthers what we're talking about one level. Generally, with billboards that agents do, and that's usually for more for branding than it is for properties, but usually the billboards that an agent would rent, lease, purchase, whatever the case might be, are confined within maybe a zip code or a couple of zip codes or within their farm area. So they would know that, okay, somebody that saw my billboard, they're driving down Western Avenue or whatever the, you know, street or area may happen to be. And you could even do it that if they're going to, if that's referring them to a landing page off the billboard or a certain phone number, then you would know when you get a response, that's where they saw the billboard. So you could even have something like, oh, you know what? From where you saw the billboard, you turn left, go a block, and it's the third house on the right, and be ready with that, because you know it's not, you know, oh, how did you hear about me? Who told you? It's, oh, okay, from that billboard, you would go, and I mean, maybe not in those words, but again, that's the theory that we want to get out to you, is to not only be prepared with the responses, there's ways to know how they got to you and how you can pick right up on that. And so how efficient does that make you sound if you're, you know, they're calling about a particular property and they're like, now, wait, I don't know that street. Where is it again? And you go, oh, okay, well, from the billboard, it's two blocks and three houses down. Now it sounds like, you know, you already know where they're calling from. You are so on top of that, so in tune to that neighborhood. And that's, you know, kind of a good way to wrap up with, Scott, because we're, coming up with points like that. So those, again, are things to be aware of. and just have a plan for any and every inquiry, no matter where it comes from, but it is something that you can control. So anything else to add, Scott, before we go?
Nope. Sounds like a wrap.
All right, let's do it. All right. Hope we've given at least a couple of tips that everybody can use on responding. So that will do it for this edition. And please do let us have your feedback and your questions for future episodes. Thanks very much.
Thank you for listening to the Real Estate Marketing Masters Mix podcast with Dave Cole. Be sure to visit our website at davecole.com for more episodes with actionable strategies and to subscribe to future episodes. Please consider leaving a 5-star review and sharing this podcast with someone who would benefit from this content. Thank you, and see you next episode.